It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Robin Hunt down in Green River, and we've got Green River Melon Days coming up the third weekend in September. It's always a lot of fun. So many things that are tied into this. You know, vendor booths. We've got, of course, the parade, everything going on at the park, softball, and you can't get away without talking about melon either. So we brought Robin in to kind of go through the events that are coming up and kind of let people know what they can do and what's going on down there. Robin, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, like you mentioned, Dave, we've got the parade and we've got melon and we've got softball tournament. We've got all kinds of things going on. I'm just going to kind of go through a little bit of a list for everybody. And so Friday and Saturday are full day events for those days. Are we're going to have a vendor fair and we're going to have a softball tournament. And then Saturday we have all day the vendor fair, and then the parade starts at 10, and then all day melon munching from our three awesome growers. We have the Thierry family, the Thane family, and the Dunham family, who all grow melons this time of year and sell them at their stands along Main Street. And then they also bring truckloads to Melon Days Park, and they come up and serve them for everybody to have for free. You get to sample all the melon. It's amazing. We also have a golf tournament on Friday, and then pony and unicorn rides Friday and Saturday. We have the Children's Entrepreneur Market. This is new this year. This is something we haven't done before. But we have a Children's Entrepreneur Market, which is just a vendor market with just kids, and they come up with their own vendor or their own booth, what they're going to do, what they're going to sell, and they handle all the transactions themselves. This takes place Friday, September 15th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's just going to be at the park in the tennis courts. Come check out our kids, see what they are selling and what they're trying to learn. We also have Wild West Dancing Friday night, the Melon Run. It's a 5K run or walk Saturday morning. That's September 16th, and this event is sponsored by the Green River High School Athletic Department. Come support them. And then we have a Melon Days trap shoot as well that our Green River Gun Club puts on. That's going to be Saturday at noon. And then this is something that you guys can be participating in right now. We have a melon carving contest. That's something you can just come pick up a locally grown melon, carve it. You can send a picture in to greenriverutahevents@gmail.com. Or you can bring that carved melon to the booth, city booth, on Saturday during the event and display it there. And people will be voting both on pictures of melons carved ahead of time and then on the melons that are there on display. And then we have a Melon Days photo shoot or photo contest. And this is just super simple. The photo must contain some sort of watermelon, Green River melon. It doesn't have to be a watermelon. It could be cantaloupe, honeydew, etc. It goes through Melon Days, so if you're not going to be in town before Melon Days, you can just take pictures at Melon Days and submit those photos. As long as I have the photos by September 18th, they'll be in the contest. You send the photo to greenriverutahevents@gmail.com, and then the Melon Days committee will review and vote on their favorites. And then the winner gets a $100 cash prize. And you get a $100 cash prize for the melon carving as well. So those are two activities that you can participate in right now. And then we wrap everything up Saturday evening with a concert by Maddie Wilson. And that starts at 5 on Saturday.
And then when do you take a breath?
When do I take a breath? It'll be October, I think.
Okay. That's a lot of things that are always going on. And it's always a good time over there in Melon Days. Now, if anybody wants to be a part of the parade, do they need to get in touch with you guys ahead of time and say, hey, we're going to be there, or how is that working?
Yes, if you can get in touch with us ahead of time, it definitely helps us kind of plan out our route and how many people are going to be involved, how many floats we're going to need, and all of that. So you can apply at melon-days.com and get in contact with our parade director, Cindy Bowerman, and we'll tell you when to line up and what the theme is for this year, which is chillin' at Green River Melon Days. So, just apply there or give me a call at 435-820-0592.
So you got a lot of things planned, a lot of things going on. Is that probably the best place to go for all the information is the melon-days.com?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll go there if you need extra information. We'll put that website on our link to that website on our website as well, so people can find it and get all the information there, the calendar of events and all that kind of stuff. It's getting ready to happen once again. Green River Melon Days going on there that third weekend in September down in Green River. It's always a good time. Head on down there and just spend the day. There's plenty of things to do. And, you know, if all else fails, Ray's with a burger will put a smile on your face, won't it, Robin?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Robin, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate you calling in and letting us know what's going on.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.